Welcome to Cork City, south coast of Ireland. I'm standing outside a place known as the English Market on Grand Parade. And I'm going to go in. And I'm going to go in and leave the iPhone recording so that you can hear the sound, overhear little snippets. And I'm going to go in here for one major purpose, which is to buy a piece of beef, which hopefully will be aged for 28 days, well and truly hung. And this is going to be eaten at a meal tomorrow evening, but this will give you the sounds of the market. Now, I'm looking in the first place at a thing called tripe and drisheen, T-R-I-P-E, and drisheen, D-R-I-S-H-E-E-N. And I'm going to take a photograph, and this may end up on this audio book. It is a speciality of Cork. Just to give you an idea, I'm now passing a fruit and vegetable stall. I'm now passing a stall where you can buy shortbread men, buy little cakes, little happy birthday cakes. And oh, that's interesting, little happy birthday cakes. I had a happy birthday cake given to me yesterday by Jonathan Ah, my great friend and business partner. But we scoffed it, or nearly all of it, except a little bit. Today is my birthday. I'm standing outside the meat centre, which says lamb, pork. I can't read the rest of it. I'm surrounded by fruit and vegetables, limes, lemons, peanuts, apples, pumpkins, strawberries, carrots, eating apples, garlic, fennel, avocado, ginger, plums, peppers, figs. I'm now in front of the olive stall, which has also, in addition to selling many types of olives, I see olives from Morocco, Sicilian lemons, Greek olives, probably Kalamatas. I don't know, more Moroccan, more Greek, more French. They've even got French olives. But I also see mozzarella and sun-dried tomatoes, or some blush tomatoes, I'm not sure. Let me have a taste of this one. Just tasting.
Excuse me, sorry.
No, yeah, just tasting a bit of black olive thing. Totally partial to olives. I'm going now for the little French babies, I think. These ones are tiny. They've got chili, lemon, mint and garlic in them. Okay. So I'm moving around this. And this stall, in addition to having those things I've mentioned already, also sells some cheese. Cow's milk. Hard cheese, Tiergay, and Toonsbridge Dairy Limited. I have no idea where that is. They also sell buffalo hard cheese made from raw buffalo milk. Now, they actually, I know, have their own buffalo herd. I know that because I talked to them before about this. I was completely taken aback when I discovered that they make their own mozzarella. Anyway, they sell dried meats as well. They sell Spanish salamis, and they sell Iberian. Well, that's the same thing, Spanish ham. They also sell soap. Looks like soap to me. Yeah, bars of soap. They sell dried apricots, and they sell several types of extra virgin olive oil. Balsamic vinegar from 12 years old from Medina in Italy. And behind my back, you can hear the sound of the butcher.
And they don't have to look at them anymore.
Yeah, true.
They sell corned beef here, and brisket.
What day?
We also sell saltfish.
Saltfish? What?
Oh, damn it. The hummus stall, the stall that sells the best hummus that you can buy in Bangkok, is shut. They always sell out. I've now come to the place where the Queen of England was came to be photographed with the fishmonger. I can see the man himself up at the far end. This is O'Connell's. And I've just see here two oysters. Presented on ice with two chunks of lemon, which somebody has just taken, received.
How are you doing? Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm standing beside the oysters now. I find this place so intoxicating that I often take loads of their mussels, by the way, being put in a plastic bag which has got a see-through back to it. The man here has squeezed the lemon onto his pouring off the juice with the left index finger. He's loosened up it and he's slopped back the oyster. So the ritual is you put in the lemon juice, then you pour off the excess water. Takes delivery of some fish, and he sounds like he's a North American. Quite interested to I'm just fascinated by, because I don't like oysters at all. There goes another one down. So he's just had two oysters.
Do you mind me asking, were they any good?
I love them.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're delicious. Yeah?
Can you get those in the States? Can you? Are you from American or Canadian?
Canada.
Yeah, Canada?
Oh, you get them in Canada all the time.
Are you East or West Coast?
West Coast, Vancouver. So
oh, really?
Right on the Pacific Ocean there, yeah.
Oh, I have
so
a really...
We get these all the time.
I have a really good friend who lives just outside Vancouver.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Don't ask me what the name of the place is. It's
there's about a million different
20,
places.
Right? 20 miles or 30 miles.
Yeah, it could be Burnaby. Quilton,
down
Surrey,
south of Vancouver,
okay,
somewhere
there.
She's near the sea.
Okay, maybe Tawasin area or something.
But how good were they? I mean, how do they compare with the ones that you have at home?
These are like identical to the ones at home. I don't know what... I can't taste a difference in them. They look the same. They taste the same. They're roughly the same size as the ones we get back home.
Yeah.
I always used to cook them, but... until I started going here,
Oh, you mean you cook them back in?
Well, that's what I used to do.
Yeah,
I know some people eat them raw, but...
Yeah, they all eat them raw here.
That's what I hear,
yeah. I've never...
So when I first ordered them, the guy opened them up and gave them to me raw, I'm like, oh, this is different. So I tried it, and I've liked them ever since.
Have you had them smoked?
No, I have not.
Smoked oysters. Try them. I mean, I'm not an oyster person at all.
I enjoy almost anything. Smoked salmon, smoked turkey, anything, yeah.
Where would you get... I don't know where you get smoked oysters in Cork, but... Yeah. Quite interesting if you tried Hederman's, the small little place, the very next thing down there. They are smoking experts, really.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
If you have a word with them, ask them where you could possibly find smoked oysters, really.
I think they're delicious. I love them.
Great. Right.
Well, look, they're a little bit slimy.
Are you just passing through Ireland? Are
no, I've moved here. I'm living here for the next 5 years. I've been here for about a month. I'm going to school at UCC.
Studying? You're a student there?
Yeah, I do dentistry.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And why did you come to UCC as a matter of interest?
I applied in Canada as well, and I applied out here because I thought it'd be good as sort of a cultural experience, and the program here is recognized back home in Canada.
So. Oh, really? So you can go back and practice?
Yeah, so I graduate here and move back to Canada and set up practice here.
And you have Irish connections. Is that how come you came here?
I got a bit of a history here. No one in my immediate, not my grandma or grandpa or anything, but a great or great-great-grandma.
Oh, yeah.
So a little bit further back in the world. But this is my first time ever to this part of the world, so it's all sort of
first impressions of the English market.
Oh,
what do you mean? Is it? Yeah.
I'm such a fan of this walking around, looking at foods.
Yeah, me too.
Just taking my time and
meander through the place. How does? By any chance, have you ever been to the Seattle fish market?
No, I have not.
Oh,
but I'm aware of it.
I heard about it.
I haven't been there. They got a great market in Vancouver, Granville Island Market. It's called. Granville Island. While it's not, they got a bit of seafood areas, but it's a lot of more vegetables too.
Is Vancouver a big fish place?
Yeah. It'd be great on the ocean side there too. They big time fish, seafood, lots of seafood stuff.
For Cork, this is enormous. Sushi too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, there would be. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, there's a guy next to you there who, when he heard you say the word sushi, his head. Slipped over there.
We used to get it all the time over there.
Wow.
I hear there's places around Cork for sushi as well, but
yes, there are.
I haven't found anything yet.
Oh God, where? Well, look, you know, you got me there. There are definitely places in Cork and get sushi. There was a guy who used to sell it. Have a space in between the fish O'Connell's fish stall and Hederman's, where he sold sushi. I'm not 100% sure that it. Okay, it might be gone. But
do
you know what? There is not a sushi restaurant in Cork, like, for example.
Oh, there wouldn't
No, there isn't. There is in Paddington Station in London, if you get yourself. Yeah. There's a wonderful big open one. Yeah, yeah.
I was just looking at flights today. I was thinking of going for a trip in a weekend or 2 years, maybe to London or Scotland or somewhere close by.
You're bound to get a sushi place in Dublin, you know? But you've got me there. Now, I don't know. Anyway, look, my name is Paul.
Nice to meet you, Paul. I'm Mike.
Paul O'Mahony. I live in Cork and
nice
all that.
You,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah. You're not by any chance on Twitter? You don't want these people into things like that?
I'm not. I'm on Plus. That's the only thing I'm on.
Are you on Google Plus? What's your name?
It should be Michael Nesbitt.
Michael Nesbitt.
Yeah. Nesbitt.
I'll try and find you.
Yeah,
and
you can find me there.
Put you in a circle and say
good.
Hello to you that way.
Sounds
all right,
nice
look, look. Have
you.
A great afternoon, right?
Too.
All the
Take
best.
Care.
Cheers. Bye. Right. Wow. What do you think? So here we go. Didn't expect that, of course.
What is that?
There's the man who was had the queen here. Hang on a second. Is there sushi here? Is there any sushi here? No, there's no sushi here. Right. There's... How are you keeping? Oh, yeah. It's good to see you. Good to see you. I'm much better now. Much better, you know. Good to see you. I'll see you again. Okay, well, now let's get away from here and let's get away from... there and leave the cheese. I don't really need cheese. And take me to the meat. Oh my God. No, I'm confused now. I thought that this is where I was now. Did there used to be a another company here on this bit that did no? So I'm looking for the company that sells cheese and charcuterie, all these things. They're up that end. Thank you. Thanks a million. God, my memory is crap sometimes. I alarm myself that one of my favorite places has kind of suddenly disappeared. I'm passing a place called Bubble Brothers. They sell wine. What have they got here? They got an empty. Oh, it's not empty. It's.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah. You got a bottle of air you're selling.
No, exactly.
Multipulciano.
We had one
Bruzzo,
in the case, so we thought, well, we can display it. It's really rare.
Is this a rare example?
No, I'm joking. It's like it was packaged like that, and we receive it in the stock, and we were really surprised. So, well, we have it, of course. Anyway.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, lovely. All right, lovely. Is there's a lovely man who works for you sometimes, and he,
Billy.
Gary Glasses.
Billy.
No. Sorry, I'm thinking he's also a gardener.
Oh,
he worked with the guys out at Kinsale Roundabout, Curious Wines. He worked.
Okay, I don't know because I'm really new here.
Ah, right. Okay.
I'm replacing Greg, the guy that was
right.
here usually.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You're Spanish?
I'm Italian.
Italian. God, yeah. I'm hopeless at judging. Which part of Italy?
Verona.
Oh, what a place!
Have you been there?
Oh, the best place for shoes.
Really?
The best place for shoes anywhere I've ever seen.
These are from there. Actually, they're so used now, but very
resistant.
Well,
you know what I have? I bought a pair of shoes in Verona, but actually, the thing for me about Verona is the opera.
Of course. Thanks for telling that, because all the people say, Romeo and Juliet, and I'm like, yeah, okay, but Arena is much more important. But tourist people, I mean, normally the tourists know more about Romeo and Juliet than, you know, the
and
Roman
the locals,
ancient culture.
The first time I went to Verona, I saw Trovatore, I saw Madame Butterfly, and I saw another one. Three nights in a row,
Oh, wow.
Something like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Have you ever...
Candelini and, all the whole place lit up in the
candles. Yeah, or with lighters.
And
or...
yeah, but, you know, I remember it. And the way the moon comes up.
The atmosphere
overhead in the middle of the performance. Have you been inside?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
More, actually, to be honest, I watched more concerts, like modern music. But, of course, I went also
to... Do they have concerts there in the rest of the year?
No, it's open air, so just during the summer.
Just in the summer, yeah.
Spring and summer, yeah. It starts in May, I guess.
I've been 3 years, three times, three different occasions.
Oh, so
it's
nice.
It's one of my favorite places. It's a
Have
wonderful.
You been so to Garda Lake as well? Like
no,
Garda?
I've been to Lake Garda, yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to, is it called Sirmione?
Sirmione, oh, very nice. The Terme di Sirmione.
Yeah.
To the thermal...
Yes. I remember having Suave wine there, which was wonderful.
Village near Suave, just 15 minutes. I come from Caldiero, which is between San Bonifacio and really close to Suave, 10 minutes actually by car.
And where is Bardolino in comparison?
Bardolino is on the west part, so more nearer.
Suave is east, is it?
Yeah, it's nearer the Lake Garda, Bardolino, than Suave. Suave is direction Vicenza, just to let you want. Orient,
you see, over here, we think, I used to think that Suave was rubbish wine, you know, it was not very
like
interesting, whatever.
Table wine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not very. But over there, the Suave was just amazing.
I know. I come from my family. We have vineyards.
Really?
We have Suave dock, so I know.
Have you any good Suave here?
We don't have Suave, but...
You have to have an influence, right? You've
exactly,
just started,
I just started, but I will
push
the
boss. Yeah. Because I would buy...
We have Pulicella from Verona.
Yeah,
Verona.
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
I have had... Well, show me. The Ripasso, I mean, I love...
Ripasso is amazing.
That's seriously lovely stuff.
Exactly.
You know? Seriously lovely
we have
stuff.
So the basic one and then Ripasso, but I really prefer the Ripasso.
Well, who wouldn't? I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah. And
but that's the other thing, you see. I also used to think that Valpolicella was, you know, not much good and all that, but it's fantastic.
Verona.
I know, yeah. Oh, Verona is lovely.
It's very nice. Because, you know, here they use some smashed grape of Amarone. We have also Amarone of the same producer.
Ah, the Amarone. Well, they're serious stuff.
But the process to do Ripasso is to take Valpolicella wine and add fresh smashed Amarone grape to it and leave it there for a month.
Right.
So it becomes richer and the color is
softer.
Deeper.
It's nearly
so
black in the bottle.
Yeah, because it receives the color and the taste of Amarone grapes. It's a process. That's why it's called Ripasso, which means make two times,
twice pass through the must.
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely. Wonderful. Wonderful.
You
well, look, it's lovely to meet you. I must go and buy some meat, but...
You can come
I'll
back,
I'll come back.
So.
I'll come back. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Right. Well, let's see. How much are we doing? We've only got another couple of minutes to go, so I'm not sure. Let's take me to your meat. Right. Oh, there is the... Okay. Down here, I'm going to a butcher's, which is called O'Mahony's. And it is no relation of mine, just the same surname. But this, in my humble opinion, is the best place that you can buy meat in, certainly in Cork. And hello, how are you? I would love a piece of beef to have four adults and one child with a bit left over tomorrow. Hello, how are you doing? Well, I can see this is the real McCoy. As a matter of interest, how long would this have been hung for? 3 weeks.
It could be more.
Really, even more? Yeah. I don't know. We want four adults and one child and a small bit left over. Probably that looks good enough to me. Yeah, that looks lovely. Yeah, perfect. Yep. My mother-in-law will be very impressed, I think. God, it's dark.